These girls are the truth. Brian had remained stoic when he introduced us that way to his lawyer near the courthouse in Kew Gardens. He looked at Kelly and then me, faint roses blooming beneath the dark stubble of his cheeks.
They got my back like family.
He'd smiled then, a single finger resting on the back of my hand where I gripped my purse, the skin at the corners of his eyes folding like sunshine, filtered through blinds.
Better than family.
Brian's words from that day echoed in my ears as I walked up to the suburban front door, sweat curling the hair at my temples into tight, angry spirals that mirrored the manicured cypresses lining either side of the yard. It was confusing how proud I'd felt when he described us that way, me and Kelly, his girls, who'd been there from jump, since childhood. How proud I was to witness his success as a high school and then college baseball player. How lucky, I'd thought, to have been his first girlfriend, to hold that status entirely on my own, separate from Kelly, who so often was the one of us who booed up at any given time. Behind the red-painted door in front of me, framed by clear glass panels that invited strangers to look inside, was a border beyond which I could not return. Janet. Stepping into the world in which this suburban girl lived, a world where people felt entitled to the safety of unarmored windows, meant, I suspected, accepting a truth about Brian that I'd never been able to grasp entirely. Like the tail of a mouse in the dark of the night as it scurries around a corner, always just a disorienting inch out of reach. Pressing my thumb against the smooth black button of the doorbell, worn, I imagined, from scores of dinner party guests and prom dates calling with corsage in tow, scenes from a safe suburban life I'd only ever seen in movies, I knew one thing for sure. Kelly was going to kill me for this. I toed the wooden slats of the porch with my boot and in my pocket fingered the sharp grooves of my apartment keys, metal against flesh to ground me in the moment, keep me from running away. This is what I wanted, I reminded myself. The seconds passed, heavy with anticipation, but I heard nothing but birdsong in the cool autumn air. A twig snapped in the distance, but when I turned to look, I saw only a branch's burnt orange leaves shaking on a large elm in the front yard. How could I ever think I'd have anything in common with a girl who lived here? How could I trust her? I took one last breath and turned to leave, when the slice and sweep of the front door opening startled me. "You're early," Janet said, popping one white earbud out and narrowing her hazel eyes at me. She wore ratty old gym shorts and an oversized jump rope for heart t-shirt that reminded me of field days in elementary school with Kelly, who always sat out the games because her mother never gave her any cash to participate. "Sorry," I stammered, thinking her appearance didn't match what I expected of this pristine-looking home. "I overestimated the distance from the train station. I can leave if you're not..." "No," Janet reached out an arm. "I was just working out. It helps when..." She trailed off. "Well, whenever I don't want to be in my head anymore." "Hmm," I said, nodding, my brain filling in all the scenes Brian had painted for me with her face, her body in them. What she looked like when Brian first saw her after his game. What she looked like at the party, in her dorm room.
"Let me change," Janet said.
She pulled the door open wider and stepped aside to let me in. "Then, I'll be ready to talk."